All right, so my name is Mark Hornick. I'm a director at the Advanced Analytics Group out of Burlington, Massachusetts, and I'm thrilled to be here to talk to you about R for Big Data and Applications using R at Oracle. So the standard safe harbor statement that I'm obliged to show. And from 2 years ago at UCLA, one of the things I introduced was analytic pain points that customers experience. And one of them is it takes too long to get their data, or they can't get the right data. They can't analyze all of their data. It has to be sampled. Or perhaps putting R models and results into production. How do you do that so it's not ad hoc and complex? Recoding R models, that when you try to put them into production, do you have to recode them into SQL, C, or Java? Companies concerned about data security, backup, and recovery. And of course, if we have to build tens of thousands or millions of models, or perhaps on very large number of rows, how can we do that quickly to meet the business objectives? Well, we've made customers are continuing to experience these, but our purpose is to remove those analytic pain points and to make it easier for you. So with Oracle Technologies, you may or may not know that we cover everything from storage through applications, having engineered systems both on the database side, on the Hadoop side, things are available in the cloud for applications. But on the R front, there are four main components that we provide. One is the Oracle R distribution, a redistribution of open source R. R Oracle, which perhaps some people are even using that in the audience. R Oracle is a connectivity package between the database and your R engine. So it makes for very fast transfer of data between those two if you have to do that. But we have Oracle R Enterprise, which allows you to not have to transfer that data and to do more in the database so you can scale. And I'll say more about that in a moment. And on the Hadoop side, Oracle R Advanced Analytics for Hadoop. So in my talk on Tuesday, I mentioned that we have key capabilities for enterprise big data analytics. And I talked about access and performance and scalability and deployment. But I also wanted to put in that it's also for not so big data, because it's not only if you've got billions of rows of data. Some customers have far fewer. But the key thing is it's not just performance and scalability. It's how do I access that data? But more importantly, how do I get it into production? How do I deploy that to make it easy? A recap of that, because some people might not have seen this. From access, we're really talking about transparent access, being able to manipulate data using R syntax and functions. And we want to be able to access heterogeneous data, the idea being to not have to move data at all. Performance and scalability, key thing for parallel distributed algorithms, as well as leveraging important hardware for the heavy lifting. And on the deployment side, you want to take the R script that you've put a lot of effort into and deploy that immediately. I shouldn't have to recode that. And so we give you the ability to execute these on the database server side from R, but even more importantly, from SQL, because most applications speak SQL, and so that makes it very easy for them to do that. Plus, you can get the immediate access to results because you're running your R script on current data. So, what are the tools that support big data or not so big data through software? There's the Oracle R Enterprise, which is part of the advanced analytics option, allows us to transparently explore and manipulate database data from R, but also to execute your R scripts on the database server machine, leveraging CRAN packages and invoking from SQL, but also a wide range of parallel and distributed machine learning algorithms. On the Hadoop side, it's the same idea, except instead of going to the database, we're going against Hive. And so we're translating functions in R into a Hive QL. So you don't have to know SQL. You can simply work in R. You can have your own custom MapReduce jobs leveraging CRAN packages, as well as a rich set of parallel distributed machine learning algorithms. Now, it wouldn't be complete to say that we're handling big data if you don't pack that with hardware on the back end that can also do that. Well, I have a lot of details up here. The key is that on the database side, we have customers that are working with hundreds of cores, terabytes of memory on the database side, and on the big data side with, say, Cloudera distribution, where you equally have that many cores and terabytes of RAM. All this functionality is available on the cloud as well. So what I really came here to tell you about it, what are we doing with R at Oracle and what some of our customers are doing? So a couple of examples. How many people have heard of the company Wargaming? Does anyone? A little bit? Okay. Well, they're an online game developer, and they publish, they have massively multiplayer online gaming. And what they needed to do was to capture and store and analyze over 40 terabytes worth of video game data. They have over 110 million players, and they wanted to leverage the Hadoop platform to collect all of this data. And so for that, they used the Big Data Appliance. the analytics that they wanted to do was to segment their customers. And all this telemetry information that they have from these 110 players, they want to turn that into actionable BI. So they did that by getting the data from Hadoop into the database and then using Oracle or Enterprise to work with that. The interesting part about this scenario, from our perspective at least, is they were able to reduce their model execution time from 6 hours down to 3 minutes. And all the speed and reactivity that they could have in leveraging more of their data, revenues increased by 62% on that. Bistel, a company out of Korea. So they do semiconductor manufacturing analytics and are a leading provider of equipment engineering systems. The problem that they're solving is root cause analysis for semiconductor yield. And so they have a lot of raw sensor level data. When they came to us, they said, you know, we've got an 8,000 line Java program, and it's not a Java program, shame, R program, and they wanted to have that to be translated to work with our software. And we said, well, you don't really want to have to translate that. Why don't you just use that, and you can put that in the database, and then you can execute it. So you didn't have to rework all of that and figure it out. So indeed, that's what they did. And we helped them with that, so they could shorten their time because of the root cause identification from projects that were taking 2 to 8 weeks down to about a day. So that was a dramatic improvement for them, and they used a combination of tools such as Big Data SQL, the Big Data Appliance, and Oracle or Enterprise on that. StubHub, how many people have heard of StubHub? Just a few, they're local, right? So they do operational analytics, and they have the fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. When they started out, they wanted to improve their analytic robustness. It started out with us. And the issues they were facing was that they had to take samples of their data. They couldn't work with the entire set of data. They needed to move data around, and that was impeding their progress as well. And the worst part was that by the time they got their models deployed, they're already out of date. And they were trying to address the fraud problem. And when you're dealing with fraud, you may know that the patterns or what people come up with to circumvent your fraud detection changes very quickly. And if you build a model that takes weeks or whatever to get into deployment, you might as well not even bother, right? So their data scientists then were able to work directly on the enterprise data warehouse using Oracle or Enterprise. So the entire set of data they were playing with, and then they could avoid translation into production, which also helps speed getting models into place. So by allowing them to be put into production immediately, they were seeing a 95% reduction in fraud because they had same-day model creation and deployment, and that makes a big difference. So what about what we're doing at Oracle inside with this technology? Well, one, there's a new component, Oracle Data Visualization Desktop. It's sort of the next iteration of BI tools that you might be familiar with. And it's a standalone tool for visualizing business insights. Well, it comes with the Oracle R distribution, so they're leveraging R inside there, so you can get things such as, you know, cluster and outliers, as well as reference line, trend lines, and the like, in the tool itself, and it's doing that leveraging R, but you also specify custom R scripts that can be embedded in there as well. And so you can extend this if you run out of the scalability or performance that you need. You can easily tie into Oracle or Enterprise and use the database as the back end. When I post this presentation, there are some links here to some videos that will show you exactly how that's done. Another use is in the financial services application environment. So this analytical apps infrastructure, they have an R modeling framework. And their goal was to have an enterprise-wide model, R model library. And when you're dealing with regulatory compliance and whatnot, you need to be able to say, you know, who's working with which models? And what are they being used for? What security and audit trails exist for that? Plus, they also want to be able to deploy these models quickly. So they leverage our tools to actually make this possible for their customers as well. Oracle Microelectronics. So we also have hardware, right? And one of the things that this was actually one of the first internal uses of our technology, where they wanted to reduce the expensive errors they were experiencing in the analytical pipeline. So they needed to integrate their data, and they wanted to get away from using a third-party tool because it was increasing their operational deployment costs as well as just the overall cost of the licenses as well. Their data scientists, when they switched to ORE, were able to work on the entire enterprise data warehouse data. It made it very easy for them to have version models, to have collaboration, repeatability, and auditing of their process. And one side benefit they also realized is one of the techniques they used was stepwise regression. And when they started using ORE stepwise to find the nonlinear effects, they saw a performance improvement of 66 to 180 times in what they were doing. So that gives you a little extra time to do a few other things, right? Now, the Oracle Microelectronics also does something called coverage gaps in the Spark processor core verification. So code coverage is how I do for processor cores. I'll call it that, because essentially you're looking, what is the space that I'm actually testing? And am I getting a reasonable amount of tests across that? One of the things you may be aware of is that the state space is huge. It's astronomical, literally. And so when you have data volumes in the terabyte range, you need to be able to analyze that. And they're using the transparency layer to inspect and manipulate this data. They're using embedded R execution to have the domain-specific CRAN packages that they want to leverage and do that in a data parallel and task parallel fashion. They're also using our in-database parallel distributed machine learning algorithms to support that. So I'll move on to sort of research and community projects. One of the presentations that was given on Tuesday by Lucas Stettler, he talked about the FastR project. And so this is out of Oracle Labs. It's a new open source implementation of R based on the Truffle framework. And the idea is to basically increase the performance of R, compatibility, and give a modern implementation to that so that you don't have a need to convert your R code to C in order to get performance. And so it's quite an interesting project, and I would encourage you to take a look at that. Now, Oracle is quite pleased to be a member of the R Consortium. We're one of the founding members of that. This past round, we submitted several projects, and we're quite happy that they were accepted. First one being the Riot workshop, and this is one for R implementation, optimization, and tooling workshops. Actually, the first event is going to be, actually, I think it's the second event for this, but the first one under the R Consortium is going to be on Sunday. And they're looking to bring together people who are doing alternate implementations of R. The other working groups that were started, one is on code coverage. And Jim Hester talked about this on Tuesday as well. And this is one that we're looking to make sure that we can test all of this R code and understand that we have proper coverage for that. Because at Oracle, as you can imagine, we do a lot of software testing. And code coverage is a major component of that. And so having a full-fledged tool that can do that is very important. Cover is an excellent start. It really has a good following. It's very positive. And so the working group decided that we would take that and extend it. Because we just wanted to continue to build on the success of that. In the case of native APIs, this is one where he wants to make sure that we can reduce the learning curve for writing applications and packages that are using native code. What would be a common interface for that? And this also allows an easier evolution of the R runtime, but even more important, when you have these alternative implementations, they can do a lot more to run CRAN packages much more readily if you have a standard interface that you're coding to. Today, you have all sorts of different techniques and ways of working with native code. So that's a little bit of an issue there. Just a call out to the code coverage team, and we have a great group of people who are volunteering to work with us on this, and the same thing on the native APIs. So I would encourage anyone who is interested and perhaps want to contribute to that, feel free to reach out to us, and we'd love to have you on there. So if you'd like to learn more about Oracle's R technologies, you can go to oracle.com/go-to/R, or contact me directly if you'd like, and thank you very much.
We've got a couple minutes for questions.
Any questions? So you're all excited to give this technology a try. Excellent. Yes?
So what about in an academic environment, mm-hmm. suppose they're running an Oracle database for the back end, mm-hmm. would the analytics package that Oracle has put together be provided at some sort of different cost to the academic environment? Or what are the differences between, say, a commercial product in an academic product?
Sure. Well, Oracle has agreements with academic institutions, and so there are special programs to support you in that. In some cases, there are licenses that would be involved, and that would you should work definitely work that out with your Oracle representative for that. But yes, we do have educational institutions that are working with these tools. Anything else? All right. Well, thank you very much.